number two, presentation by the representative from Bledsoe, Hewitt, and Gulbson regarding the Dewey Public Schools fiscal year 2022 audit.
We're happy to welcome Mr. Eric Bledsoe. He's going to present the audit to you. So, Mr. Bledsoe.
All right. Wow, right off the bat.
Yes.
Opening act.
To the store.
Yeah. Hopefully you all have a copy of the audit there with you. If not, I'll be going over it anyway, so it really doesn't matter. I'm going to start over on page 12. I don't want to sit here and read letters to you. You don't want me to sit here and read letters to you. So page 12 is kind of a summary of the three letters that preceded. The first letter being the independent auditor's report. If any kind of CPA firm does an audit, you always have to issue an independent auditor's report, and then that's where you state your opinion on the financial statements. That's what number one talks about. It says an adverse opinion was issued on the financial statements, which usually an adverse opinion means not good in the world of accounting. But it's only adverse because you all follow the regulatory basis of accounting that the State Department has asked you to adopt. And it's not a normal style of accounting anymore. Kind of antiquated. So they need to update theirs, and then you can update yours and get rid of that adverse opinion. But there's not a whole lot you can do about it on your end. Two and three are the letter that deal with the bullets that deal with the second letter. And anytime you're in your government, you have to issue a second letter dealing with government auditing standards. And then that's where you talk about internal controls and with compliance with laws and statutes that you have to follow. Didn't have any findings on internal controls. You guys are big enough where you have a little bigger segregation of accounting functions there, and where you are small enough where you don't have it, you do a good job of having a good audit trail there, you know, who, what, where, when, why kind of thing. So nothing there, nothing on compliance. And then 4 through 9 deal with your federal money. The feds say, hey, we want our own report saying how they did on internal controls and compliance with federal laws. So that's what we do, 4 through 9. We talk about that. And once again, you all use your federal money kind of like your same ways as you use your other money, so it all goes through the same processes, so everything was fine on internal controls. And no compliance issues at all. Number 7 talks about what's determined to be major. That was your ESSER II money, all that ESSER CARES money. That was where you spent the majority of your federal money, so that's what we looked at as far as compliance goes. Section 2 and Section 3 is where you would have any findings, and you always want that four-letter word, none. It means nothing that needs to be put on the actual audit report. I'm thinking over to page 15 now. Page 15 is your general fund and what happened to it in the 21-22 fiscal year. If you look at that middle column, that actual column, you can see what happened in 21-22. If you look at the column to the right, you can see what happened in the prior year. You can always kind of compare. The best information you have for a school district is always the prior year. That's about all you can compare yourself to. So revenues collected was up, most of that being federal money. That's that CARES and ESSER money. And your expenditures were up. Luckily, your revenues were up more than your expenditures, but you can't always count on your revenue going up every year in school. But you can always count on your expenditures going up. So that's kind of the laws we live under right now. And, you know, your carryover went from $1.4 up to about $2 million, and that's great, wonderful. We applaud you for that, but we just say don't have a party and spend it all because, you know, we got elections coming up in a couple of months, and a lot of things could happen in Oklahoma that would change school funding. So that those carryovers are going to be very important, and hopefully everything will come out okay and everybody will be fine. But you never know when you get into elections and that kind of thing. So that's my sermon for today. After that, it's a couple more schedules of information. And there's about 15 pages of notes. I'm going to take you over to page 37. I promise you I'm about done. Page 37 is your special revenue funds, which your general fund is your big guy where most of your information goes. Special revenue funds are funds that are earmarked for specific purposes. For you all, that's the building fund. Your building fund is nice and healthy also. You were able to put a little bit of federal money in there too and some state money. And ended up coming out ahead in building fund, $431,000 as a carryover. You know, you can't build a lot of things these days with $400,000, but if you can do repairs and maintenance and a few salaries, that's about all you're going to do in a building fund. Co-op fund is an in and out fund. It should always end in zero. A lot of times they don't because of timing, but that's a perfect co-op fund. And that's just your alternative ed program that runs through there. Child Nutrition Fund, a lot of them got a little more healthy over the last couple of years. And you all were in that case also. You know, they fed everybody. And so you were able to claim all that. And a lot of Child Nutrition Funds ended up getting in a little better shape now. And but things are going back to kind of how they were before. So those will, you know, all you want to do is break even. If you can break even in Child Nutrition Fund instead of a negative, you're doing okay. Next page over shows your student activity funds, broke out by sub-account. Bottom line on this, you want to look at, as a board member, you look at the bottom line, and you see your additions. Your revenue was about $424,000, and your deductions, your expenses, were $430,000. Those two numbers should be pretty close to each other at the end of the fiscal year. That shows you that your sponsors are raising that money, and they're spending it on that year's group of kids. And so they're usually not this close, 424 and 430. That's really, really close. So that tells you that your activity fund, your sponsors are doing a good job out there. After that, on page 39 is your federal schedule. This is what for the guys in Washington that want to see the federal money, how much was awarded, how much was expended, and all that. So looks like you all are doing a good job of getting that money, and you're spending it and claiming it and getting it back into your district at the end of the fiscal year, so you don't have a whole lot of claims outstanding that you're waiting on at the end of the year. You're actually getting that money back into here. So looks like they're filling those in a timely manner. And after that, it's just a couple of other miscellaneous items. The last page is the letter to the superintendent that would have any immaterial or other findings that we would have. And we have no exceptions observed, and that's great. School district this size, usually there's a few things we can have on the back letter, things to work on. But, you know, you all have done a great job for years, and you continue to do a good job. And looks like people here really want to get it right, and they do a really good job of documentation, which is always our big word. So you can always kind of tell from every transaction, you know, what happened, who did it, why was it done, that kind of thing. So we appreciate their efforts because they do a really good job here. So any questions? Okay. Well, I'm out of here then.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. We'll see you guys.